Recount by Billy Clark. London had arrived, and I was ready for the experience. I was so excited, I couldn't even feel my own body. I stumbled over the slippery road and met up with my pals at the train station. We took a group photo, and we were constantly talking. Eventually, we got onto the train and sat down, full of anticipation. Crescendo of voices echoed of excitement, and I saw parents waving. We were off. The Children's University tutors met us at Doncaster Station. After that, we sang happy birthday to Mr. Coleman. I swear I could have seen a tear. In the corner of his eye, I got a two-seater with Clayton. I had my breakfast and a pull of gobstoppers. Before I knew it, we were in London. When we arrived, we were rushed down the claustrophobic tube and were speeding through Green Park until we finally reached Buckingham Palace. The flag was up, so we knew the Queen was in. After another short trip, we all had our lunch in St. James's Park. Once we went for a toilet stop, we were headed for Trafalgar Square. After a long walk, we reached Nelson's Column. We took some photos and rushed down to the changing of the guard at the Horse Guards Parade. There was a souvenir stand nearby, so we spent some of our spending money there. A lot of us got either an I Love London hoodie or a Union Jack top hat. We also were lucky enough to stand outside 10 Downing Street. It was so awesome! After Downing Street, we had a minute of silence at the cenotaph and we went inside Parliament. Before we could enter, we had to dump our things into a cage. We then had a tour. Despite the vastness of the Grand Palace, we finished the tour and completed the workshop, which was enjoyable and amusing. After we finished business in Parliament, it was around 4 p.m. and we were headed back to King's Cross Station. The train was slightly delayed, but that didn't bother us. We had a safe and quiet journey home, and that's what matters. Now I just need to catch up on some sleep.